Let Dr. Dave vaccinate you against dastardly digital disease with his high-tech hypo right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
So vaccination all across the nation. Keep you from catching monkeypox.
Is he saying funky vibe? What's he saying? Funky pox.
Remember?
Is he?
Yeah, we went through this.
Did we talk about this before?
Remember? I actually went through and looked at the lyrics itself, and he's saying funky pox.
Okay, because I thought maybe that's what it was years ago, and I thought I was being silly. Okay.
Okay.
866-821-8255 is the number. 866-821-TALK. And talking about the ability for some of the bigger federal law enforcement agencies like the FBI and the U.S. Marshals Service to drive by with a radar that looks through your house.
Right.
And interesting, there's another story we're going to talk about later in the show where there was a get-together where one of the Harvard professors spoke and said, we live in an age, we live in a surveillance age. And it's true. And we just simply have to come to grips with it. And, you know, one of the things, and I heard, I hate to keep bringing up Beck, but I just have to because if the guy's right, he's right.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about, you know, you can run and hide all the time, or you can deal with it. And I think that's kind of the personal judgment you got to make. I was joking with a buddy of mine last week after the story came out in regards to this drive-by radar that can see through your home. That, you know, we're all going to have home Faraday cages, you know, where your home is lined with a copper screen that prevents any egress or ingress of radio waves. You know, an operational equivalent to the tinfoil hat that we jokingly talk about in paranoid schizophrenic circles.
I knew if we saved those, they would come in handy.
But you know, it's true. I mean, we're rapidly getting to the point, and I'm not saying that we don't say we don't like this. I think it's important that we say we don't like this. I think we take reasonable opportunities to not participate in this stuff and to object to it rationally. But you know, if you run around, I mean, you can get to the point where you kind of become paranoid about this stuff. You can run around, just constantly be worried about your privacy and your security, and it doesn't work. I mean, at some point, you don't gain any more security. You know, what are you willing to do to prevent that radar from getting into your house? Yes, it is wrong that they do that. Yes, it is wrong that they don't need warrants. Yes, it is wrong. Now, what are you going to do? And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that you got to be, you know, those are mature decisions that are difficult to make, that are not black and white. They're very personal. Everybody has their own, you know, it's like financial planning. Everybody has their own very personal perspective on that and levels of risk and return that are acceptable. And it's exactly the same thing with technology. And a lot of the stuff we're not in control of. And you can fight that not being in control of, or you can just let it go and put your energy where it makes sense to put it. And it's not always a real easy decision to make. That's one of those stories last week that really brought it to the forefront. And then when that Harvard professor at that convention, probably not the right word for that, but that meeting, use the phrase, we live in a surveillance society, a surveillance age. It's absolutely true. So the things are changing, though. See, and that's what's interesting about this stuff is that there's a kickback. The pendulum begins to be moved in the opposite direction. It's just not real responsive. There's a lot of momentum, whatever direction the pendulum is moving, for it to keep moving in that direction. And it takes a little bit of time and a lot of effort to get it moving in the other direction. And I believe that it is beginning to move in the other direction. And it's an exciting time. And it is we just have a lot of decisions to make. It's very interesting. You got a lot of decisions to make. Some recommendations today, too, on some updates on protection software that I'm going to recommend to you. We'll update the website with those in the next couple of days. But I want to talk to you about them today because it's so important. And it really relates, it's another angle to this whole thing. You know, we're getting attacked kind of on an ongoing basis. You know, we're not only in a surveillance society in terms of the quote-unquote good guys coming at you, but...
When you're too tense, it's common sense to relax-a-vous. The more you earn, the less you learn to relax-a-vous.
Oui, French, you'll find are more inclined to relax-a-vous.
Relax, not anymore, relax, though. Relax, not after.
Not anymore.
The French are a little bit wound a little tight right now.
They're all walking around with FALs right now. Well, it's really not funny,
no, it's not.
But it is in light of that song. But you got, you know, we're kind of getting bombarded by all sides by the good guys and the bad guys. The guys that are supposed to be protecting us sometimes aren't, you know, they're kind of overstepping their bounds. And the bad guys, of course, don't have any bounds. And so that it's a mess in that regard. But the good news is that there are folks out there producing tools and thankfully, not costly tools to protect us. And so we've got a lot of updates. We'll talk about those with some additional recommendations, different recommendations than we've had over the years. One of the things we've talked about in the past is, you know, we're talking like decades now, is a little program called SpyBot. I do not recommend it anymore. It is not a damaging or a bad piece of software. There's just no need for it. It's been obsoleted by better software. And probably the equivalent to SpyBot in terms of function, but much far superior in terms of its ability to handle what it needs to handle, is Malwarebytes. And that's something we've been recommending. It's not really new. But I'm amazed how many people are still doing the SpyBot thing. And one of the keys, I think, to really kind of keeping your computer in good condition is get stuff off that doesn't need to be on it. More and more as time goes on, I'm seeing that that is one of the most important things you can do. You know, we get caught up in this ability of our, you know, you got a terabyte hard drive. You can put an awful lot of software on there and not fill it up. Yeah. And we fall into this trap of believing, yeah, you know, it doesn't really matter. I got so much room. It doesn't really matter. Well, you know what? It actually matters more than we believe. Get SpyBot off of there if you've got it on your machine. It is indeed very obsolete. Install Malwarebytes if you haven't done it. A couple of other pieces of software we're going to talk about as well that are very powerful cleaners and fixers and infection removers that you're going to want to know about. And then, of course, last week, the Windows 10... not really debut, kind of like the alpha debut. I mean, it's not being released for some time now. But, in fact, the beta's not even out. But a lot of very compelling details about Windows 10 that have got people excited. And some warnings that we want to talk about because you can really hurt yourself if you're not paying attention. So we'll get into the details of Windows 10, what we can expect there, what's available. You can get it now, but you've got to be careful. We'll talk about those details. And, of course, your calls, 866-821-8255.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Guaranteed geek-free radio. Yes, this means you, fat boy.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.